customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I help you?
Yes. Last month I called to cancel the billing that y'all are billing us for, and it's on my statement again this month. So I need to get a credit for this month since y'all told me y'all would do it last month.
Okay, ma'am.
And I can give you the name of the my husband that ordered originally. He didn't realize that it was going to be a monthly thing. He thought it was just a one-time deal.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. Can I have your zip code, please?
75052. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can I have that zip code again?
75052.
And what is your husband's name?
Edward Aguilar.
And can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
1706 Nadine Lane, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75052.
Okay, ma'am. You're saying you called in last month. I don't see any call histories about you calling in.
I called January the 19th. And I spoke to, I'm trying to read my notes here. But yeah, I called January the 19th. My husband passed away February the 4th. So I don't have the money to pay for what's on this month. And
right. Okay. Well, I should be telling you that nothing came through to us. It declined, ma'am. Let me just go ahead and
what declined?
The charge, because this account was never canceled, ma'am. Whoever you talk to never canceled this account.
Okay. I did talk to someone, but I realized they didn't document the file or whatever. But
right. That's why I was
saying statement again.
Right. But it declined though, ma'am. It may be on this month's date, but it never came through to us. It declined.
But I'm having to pay for it on my statement. So y'all had to have received it. You're saying it declined, but it's on my statement, so I have to pay it.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Let me see.
If y'all don't, I mean, I'm asking for you guys to reverse it.
Right.
Since
right.
My husband passed away.
Right. Okay. So the only thing that went through were a $91.89 charge and a $92.90 back on January the 15th, ma'am. That's the only charge.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, that's the statement that I'm looking at now. But it was the other billing was 12/21 and 12/22. So then I asked y'all to cancel it on 1/19. I went ahead and paid the December because he was still alive. And
mm-hmm.
on the 19th, and I realize you say your records aren't documented, so I'm not blaming you for anything.
Right.
But
right.
It's now it charged it again on January the 15th. So what you're saying, go ahead.
Okay, so I do see that back on here on January the 15th at 12:22 p.m., we did charge you $91.89 and $92.90.
Yes.
But here on out, upper until those dates, ma'am, It didn't go through.
Okay, you're saying for past those dates, y'all didn't charge anymore. I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying. Now, I know that the 115, y'all charged it, right?
Let's see.
The 9189 and the 9290, that was charged on 115.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only charge that we did charge you, because the rest of them declined.
I don't know what you mean by decline. What does that mean?
Ma'am.
Yes?
But hello? I'm saying that's the only charge here that went through, ma'am. The rest of them declined.
I know, but when you say the rest of them declined, what does that mean? I don't know what that
means. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. The rest of them, the rest of the charges, like, are the same price, because when you said you called in on the 19th, ma'am, they didn't document to cancel it, nor did they cancel your account out. So they left it active. Whoever you talked to left the account active, and the accounts kept recharging you, but the rest of the charges declined. So, excuse me, ma'am, the day that you had called, ma'am, on the 19th?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We only have that charge for the 15th that went through. The rest of them, that's what I keep saying, the rest of them declined due to an issue or a decline. They never canceled this account, so it was left active, so they kept recharging, like charging you the prices of those bottles.
Okay, so are you canceling my account now?
Right, that's correct, ma'am. I'm making sure that you're canceling the account, and then I'm going to give you a cancellation number to write down, ma'am, to confirm that you did call in to us today to cancel. Ma'am, they didn't give you a cancellation number when you called back to us on the 19th.
I'm looking right now. Yes, they did.
Okay, can you give me that cancellation number so I can see?
It's 1084844.
That's no, ma'am. That's not your cancellation number.
Oh, okay.
Not even close to your cancellation number.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't. As long as you cancel it now,
right,
and I will not get any bills next month.
No, ma'am.
I'm good with that. Okay.
Right.
So go ahead and give me the
okay, this is your cancellation number. It is C as in Charlie, 141998, 1A as in Apple, 52.
Okay, I just want to be sure I got this one. C as in cat, 141998, 1A as in Apple, 52.
That's correct, ma'am.
Okay, all righty. As long as you cancel it moving forward, I can live with that.
Yes, ma'am. You will not receive any more billings from us or anything else, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I wrote down the cancellation number, and I will.
Right.
I will just keep an eye on it. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling in the customer service. And you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.